Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the latest news on Sunday, the 10th of September 2023. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week we have new language pages about Tumurung Sisala, a Gur language spoken in the upper west region of northern Ghana. Pasala, another Gur language spoken in the same region, and Sisali, a Gur language spoken in the provinces of Sisili and Yoruba in southern Burkina Faso. We have new numbers pages in Tumurung Sisala and Sisali, which we've already mentioned, and Ari, a southern Omotic language spoken in the southern nations, nationalities, and peoples region of southern Ethiopia. On the Omniglot blog this week, we look into the origins of words for pen and pencil, which are not related. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Yegu bara piwai na yusfu di di pisoi. Nara dera inga pinyami. Yusfu yusn kaga lo dia. Zan yu kashin gang yu na. Ara bu pona de pili sky de. Yegu bara zan nasa de piwai na de nan. Nadi shu de na shi de yusfu.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in southern China, but it isn't related to Chinese. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Erzya, a Mordvinic language spoken in the Republic of Mordovia in the west of the Russian Federation. This week we have a new Celtiadir post called Take Note, about words meaning note and related things in Celtic languages. And in this week's adventure in etymology, we're going down the rabbit hole and unearthing the origins of the word down and related things. I also made improvements to pages about Japanese kanji and the bench language. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.